Right now, speaking of Kent, it's time to bring in somebody from that fine town, Ruth Epstein, who covers our area for the Republican American. Good morning, Ruth.
Hi, guys. How are you?
We are fine, well-rested after a weekend that included not much to do.
Well, people in Cornwall are happy this morning. The bridge is open.
It opened
way ahead of schedule, covered bridge, and expected it to be opened. They had a deadline of early October, and it opened late Saturday night, and I took a ride through it, and it's lovely, except for those who miss the clackety-clack.
But they say the clackety-clack will come back over the course of years.
Is that right?
It's because now they're nailed down.
Yeah.
It won't be as much clackety-clack because they go straight. They don't go across.
Right.
But they will start to move after a while, and there will. But there just won't be like as much as
it won't be the clackety clack of old, but still clack. Remember when we came up here originally, the phone rang like Petticoat Junction.
It might just be clackety, not clack. You know,
maybe
just
it's
clackety.
Just the clackety. Yes.
That's right.
But it is open and good for the people who have to commute. The detour is over, and for the businesses downtown.
And they got it done in plenty of time for leaf peeping season.
They did. That was amazing. So that was good news. Had a busy weekend. The travel club is being resurrected at Housatonic. They had a lovely fundraising dinner on Friday night at the White Hart. Lots of frivolity, lots of good stuff, and
I love the story about the teacher, of course. They called out the winning ticket. It's happened at all these events.
Right.
You buy a ticket, and they raffle prizes, and they called off this ticket three or four times, and nobody claimed it. And so they called off another ticket. But, well, the original ticket that they called off was the advisor
who was holding the basket.
And
yeah,
so it's a good thing that he didn't see it, he said.
But nice thing. The kids will be going. There are about 40 kids going to Europe this summer after raising all this money, and the parents did a great job with that dinner.
Do we know how much they raised at that dinner?
I don't. With all the tickets and door prizes and silent and auction and live auction, I don't, but I'm sure they did well. It cost $3,400 per student, so they got a lot of money to raise.
Well, they got a while to do it, and I'm sure they'll do
it. Yeah, I'm sure they will. We were also it was a very busy weekend, the truck pull in Falls Village, which was always well attended, huge. And that's a fundraiser for the Falls Village Fire Department. And the Concours Classic Cars in Sharon for the Episcopal Church. It was a busy weekend. And on Sunday, the Methodist Church in Canaan celebrated its 150th anniversary, and they had a lovely service and luncheon and then a concert. So it was a busy weekend. They also had a Region 1 meeting this past week, and lots going on. There was big discussion about the newly installed this past year consent agenda, which lumps together lots of items under one vote for the board. And there are some objections to that, because if items aren't pulled out, you have no idea what they're voting on.
Yeah.
And some of those items are jobs and job descriptions and hiring and firing, and not firing, but hiring. And some of the school boards are not doing it. Some of the local school boards say, no, we're going to just continue and vote on everything because it appears to have a lack of transparency. So I don't think that topic is going to go away. I think that's going to...
I think it'll stick around until they all go back to the way it used to be.
I think so, too, if there's enough objection.
Speaking about the board, though, they meet tonight at 5:30?
Yes. Yeah, they are meeting for... the evaluation of the superintendent, I believe, and maybe self-evaluation of the board.
They didn't invite me.
No, you could give some evaluation, Marshall, I'm sure.
I could.
Yes, so there's that meeting tonight. It's supposed to be all an executive session. I'm not sure what's going to happen there. And the rest of the week is quiet for me, except until the weekend. I don't know what you've got, but
there's a policy committee meeting for the Region 1 Board of Education that comes up tomorrow. In Sharon, there is the today is Monday, so it's the Historic District Commission is meeting. Salisbury Planning and Zoning Commission meets tonight at 6:30 at Salisbury Town Hall. Then, of course, Sharon has their regular Board of Selectmen meeting tomorrow at 5:30. But something pretty cool is going on this, and you might be, I'm not sure if you know about it or not, but it might be something that's worthwhile covering, and that is Noble Horizons and Salisbury Bank have gotten together. They've got a Medicare forum going on on Wednesday, and it's free. And it explains to people the differences. Now that you've got the enrollment period, you can change your Medicare or you can sign up to Medicare. So
yes, that's right. So that meeting should be helpful for those who are interested. I forgot there was also on Friday night, which I didn't attend because of the dinner, town meeting in Sharon to vote on some ordinances.
Oh, the ordinance on I know the ordinance on big vans, you know, that you take vacations in.
Yeah.
That was defeated. I mean, that was defeated. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. I've got to check on that. This weekend we have It's Not Your Grandpa's Farm Tour, put on by the FFA and the Housatonic, and you get to self-guide yourself on four farms to see the amazing operations because it isn't your grandpa's farm anymore. So all these new innovations that are going on. There are two farms up in Sheffield and Jack Ears and Freund's in East Canaan. So for those who want to really learn about agriculture, that's where they should be.
And this weekend, the Canaan Child Care Center is hosting a murder mystery dinner at the Canaan Country Club. On Friday night at 6 o'clock. You can contact Fran Chappelle if you want more information on that.
So there's plenty of stuff and I'm sure that...
Well, Crop Walk is this coming weekend.
Oh, that's right. That's on Sunday.
That's on Sunday at 1 o'clock. At Crop Walk, which are here's what I try to explain to people. It raises anywhere from $25,000 to $30,000 a year, and when it does that, last year, $8,000 was raised for local food banks because a full 25% comes back to the local food banks.
It is amazing, and the turnout. Well, you and I know we've been there many times. It's incredible, and now they've gotten a lot of the private schools involved. The kids are really get into it, and they walk not up the mountain the way we did, Marshall, but down to West Cornwall and back, or shorter version, whichever. But it's a great event, and yes, you're right. It's not just to help hunger across the world, but right here in the northwest corner.
So. All right, so that's where we stand this week.
Oh, boy. So
good luck out there.
Yeah.
But the really good news is the bridge is open.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that is great news. Well, they worked. They were there weekends and evenings.
Cornwall and bridges, after they did that bridge in the wintertime and they got it done in short time, anything in Cornwall to do with bridges, it seems like boom, boom, boom.
They've got
done.
That one done. Yeah.
They know how to do that. And they're working on two others also. There's the Smith Place Bridge and the Gravel Bank Bridge that are they're smaller versions, but now the covered bridge is a state-owned affair, but the two local bridges are under the auspices of the town, so they will have to pay the price on that one. But you're right, bridges are big in Cornwall.
All right there, Ruth. We'll speak to you next week.
Okay, another Monday. Have a good week, guys.
Good luck out
there. Take care, Ruth.
Take care.
Ruth Epstein from the Republican American here on Robin Hood Radio.